Well, now on Books and Arts, it's time for Top Shelf. Tony Wilson became a household name when he won the ABC TV series Race Around the World back in 1998. He's a comedian, he's a sports fan, and he's written books for adults and for children, including Harry Highpants. Here he is with his Top Shelf of drama comedies.
I'm looking at my top five dramedies. That means books, films, television shows that have a dramatic narrative, full character development, but also a comic heart. At number one, I've got Catch-22, the ultimate comic novel, the one that spawned all others. It made me laugh throughout. In a scene like Major Major only being in when he's not there, you get the sense of the book, the ludicrous double speak of the book, the magnificent commentary on the futility of war, and just some really good jokes. And if you haven't read it, do.
Won't somebody please help me with my misery?
Number two, given we're talking top fives, how could I not mention High Fidelity, the godfather of top five lists? They are at the heart of the book, the character who needs to categorise everything according to his top five desert island discs. I also love that High Fidelity nails a stage in life. It had a truth to me, the idea that there is a romantic merry-go-round and sometimes the music just has to stop. It's also laugh-out-loud funny. And brutal at times, but certainly both film and book deliver as part of my top five dramedies. At number three, the show that defined my 20s, Northern Exposure. I loved Maggie O'Connell. It's a shame she's become a full-on Tea Party Republican. It was what we saw with Sea Change, but delivered with higher budgets and better scripts. Amazing episodes like the Northern Lights episode, the Running of the Bulls, and the continual quest of the main protagonist, Joel Fleischman, to get out of his nightmare in Alaska and back to his native territory of Queens, New York. And number four is a film that my dad introduced me to called Breaking Away. It came out, I think, in 1979, and it's about a kid in the Midwest of America who wants to become an Italian cyclist. It's such a weird premise and delivered with real humour and warmth and everything you want in a great comic script. The idea that he also adopts Italian opera, that there's a father who's a real French fries and hamburger American having to cope with his son shaving his legs and becoming a pro cyclist, and the class war in the college town of the students versus the stonecutters is at the heart of this, and it's an absolute beauty. And finally, what film do I watch more than any other? It would be Annie Hall, Woody Allen's great masterpiece. I love it from the first moment, the beautiful title music, the roller coaster setting at Coney Park for Elfie Singer's youth, the stand-up comedy scenes, which uses a lot of Woody Allen's best 1960s material, right through to an incredible romantic storyline that is as engaging as it is unexpected. It is by far his best film, I think, and I like a lot of his films, and I think it's the pioneer for the modern romantic comedy and the sort of film that worked so well, like When Harry Met Sally, I think owes a lot to Annie Hall. So they are my top five. A very special mention for Broadcast News, which I can't believe isn't in there. I'm in the sort of panic that the character in High Fidelity gets in when he's forced to name a top five, and I think I'll be ringing the producers for the next 3 days trying to update this. But if you can see Broadcast News, what a film.
Writer and broadcaster Tony Wilson with his Top Shelf.